Hi, James Mengvin. Today we're going to talk about things you may feel sorry about. Have you ever done something in your life that you wish you didn't do? Or you wish you could have done again? Or you would have done it if you had known more? Now today, we're going to talk about it. Models of lost possibility. I know you do models of possibility. Could, would, and should, right? Got them right here. So why don't we go to lost opportunity? Because in life, we do miss out on things. And in English, we use these a lot. In fact, there's an old idiom that goes like this. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't. Okay? We use it a lot to tell you that you missed out, you messed up, or you screwed up. I want to go to the board and teach you how to use these effectively. Now, when we use could, in English, could actually means it's related to can. Can is able, has the ability to, or highly possible something will happen. We use could to say something is possible. Okay? Now, would we talk about in the imaginary form. Okay. Would. Would is imaginary. If I did this, it would be nice, right? But we also use it as the past of will. You have will, and then you say would. I would, right? We're talking about being imaginary, or the past of the future, past of will, which is the future term. And finally, we have should. Should is the best or right thing to do. Let's give examples of each sentence. Okay? These are what you're thinking about is what I talk about, possibilities. All of these are possibilities. So, I could help you tomorrow if I don't have a lot of work, which meaning it's possible to help you, but it's not a guarantee. 70% accurate is going to happen. Would. Now, I did a video before, you should check it out, it's would for polite light usage. But we also could say would as a, like, sort of a suggested possibility. I would love to help you. I just have to check on my schedule. So it's something, it's a kind of a possibility we're talking about, yeah? And should, I should help you because you really need the help. I think it would be the best or right thing to do. Now what happens if you're in a situation where you could have done something, you would have done something, and you should have done something? Notice there's something in common with all these. By themselves we have would, could, and should. And they denote, they give the idea of possible. What is possible in the present? But actually that's not even true. We say possible in the present. But it's not true. What we really mean is possible in the future. So you're saying when you could, would, or should do something, that you're not doing it right now, but you will be doing it either almost immediately or sometime shortly in the future. I could help you. Meaning I'm not helping you now, but it is possible to do so shortly or long term. I would help you. Usually if you hear someone say I would, they're probably going to make an excuse not to. Because would means imagine, like I can imagine doing this, but I'm not actually doing it. I would help you if I liked you, but I don't. So I won't. Okay? And should. I should help you because you need it. Meaning I'm not doing it now, but I believe it's the best or right thing to do. So we're talking about possible future. Okay? Now, notice how I said possible future, because models really do talk about the future. We can express it with politeness, we can express it for opportunity, but really it's possible futures and how we interpret those futures. Right? Modes of future, basically. Now what happens if... Okay, now we're in the future. I look, we're in the future, but I didn't do these things I wanted to do. I said help you. Now we're going to go over to this list. Notice... Sly the snake is crying. See, Mr. E is going, coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't. What was possible in the future, it is now the past. If you know anything about the present perfects, I usually say perfects out of the present, the future, and past perfect. The perfect means a connection to the past. I always use this because, in this case, when we add have to the basis of modals, They become the past. They bring in this connection to the past. So what was possible in the future, this opportunity is now gone because it is in the past. Right? So, let's look. Could, we said, equals possible. Could have was. Was possible. Right? I could have helped you on Tuesday, but I'm sorry, dude, it's Thursday. Don't have the time now. Could have. What was possible on Thursday is now past. Have means connection to past, right? So let's put that down. So whenever you look at the perfects, like present, past, or future, perfect. Think of connection to the past. Okay? That perfect is have. Cool, no? You just learned about perfects and lost opportunity. I do try. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so I could have helped you. It was possible. It's no longer possible. What about would have? Well, remember I said imaginary. When I would have thought about it, I would have, I imagined being able to do it, but now I cannot see it's still possible. So I imagine, we're going to go from imaginary to imagine. Imagine it was possible. Give me a second, I'll let you look. See, I imagined it was possible at that time. No longer. Okay? Now, should have. Well, should have was okay, when we talk about this one, we're saying to you, okay, a big line here, so make sure you know it's not a word, it's right or best. Okay, should have was, at the time, I thought it was the best or right thing to do, at the time. This time is gone, so maybe you should have done it, but now you must do something else. Okay, that's when we use roles of necessity like must, or have to, or need to. Go check out the other video. We have another video on must, have to, or need to, models of necessity. All right? So, cool lesson. Hope you got everything you needed from it. We talked about possibility with could, would, or should, and here are what they are. Could is possible. Would is imaginary. Okay? Or the past or future, in case you know. Past, you know, past or will. All you grammar heads out there. And should is the best or right thing to do. Okay? When we add on the perfect with its connection to the past, we actually change it and say, your opportunity is gone now. It was possible, no longer possible. I could have imagined it, I can't imagine it now. Notice these are all past words. And at the time, I thought it was right and best, but it is no longer that time. Things have changed. All right. So, I don't want you to lose any more opportunities, because you could have studied somewhere else, but you were smart. You studied here. Now you should. Notice, still possible. The best and right thing to do is go to Ingvid, which is www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com, where you can do the tests and learn other English languages. Don't lose out on this opportunity, okay? Because not only could you do it, you can do it. I would do it if I were you, and I think is you should do it because it's the best thing you can do for yourself and your English skills and your country. To a free country. Yeah. Bye. England.